Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim the devil left Chicago, and he's back from New Orleans. Well, now, Jim the devil left Chicago.
Welcome back, 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing us back, little Texas Blues. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got a challenge or an opportunity, whether you're trying to buy a small business or grow one or get rid of one. We got whatever's going on in your in the time continuum, wherever you are on the time continuum of your small business ownership, we got information there that you can read or listen to, even watch. Yeah, we got an increasingly robust video library there that we're building, and so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And our mobile site, which you can put on your and use on your smartphone, is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Deaney's our guest. He's the leading tab boards, alternative board franchisees in the galaxy. He's the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He's working on the same kind of thing for boomers, who are the largest generation of business owners in the history of the planet that are now getting to the point where they want to sell their business. John, you talked about in the previous segment, you talked about a white knight coming in and writing a big check and you being able to take your cash and riding off into the sunset. The truth is, correct me if I'm wrong, but your white knight is not going to come right. Probably the best white knight you can think about, especially over the next 5 years or so, is probably not going to be come riding in. They're probably already there, aren't they?
We encourage that. I mean, a lot of boomer businesses are going to have to sell what we call internally, developing your own ownership model with your employees, with a solid employee as the lead. We have a saying that we throw around in our tab boards all the time: the more you work in your business, the less it is worth. If you
say
are
that,
still
say
the center
again.
Of the company,
say that again.
The more you work in your business, the less it is worth.
Now tell the audience why you say that. What does that mean?
If someone from the outside comes and looks at your business and you are everything, you are the finance guy, you are the marketing guy, you are the sales guy, you are the one that oversees production or manages every employee every day, how does the business run without you?
Or even worse than that, here's what's worse, even believe it or not, worse than that, customers come to your business because of you and primarily you.
Yeah, and that's, of course, one of the great complaints of a business owner. Every time something goes wrong, the customer wants to talk to me.
Right, right.
They've got to get confidence in talking to somebody else, or you can never leave.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having extreme difficulty scheduling a vacation, I can guarantee you, you'll have extreme difficulty selling
right.
your business.
That's right. Yeah, if you haven't built a cadre of managers that you can trust, not only from a trustworthiness standpoint, but from a managerial standpoint, to run the business, to take care of issues. If you aren't in a position where customers say, oh, hey, John, it's good to see you. I really need to talk to Bill over there, though. If you can't get your business to that point, then it's going to be hard to sell it, isn't it?
It is. It is. And getting it to that point, you know, training somebody, one of the biggest issues we see is that people bring in a qualified guy, and it's so easy for an overworked, busy entrepreneur to say, oh, good, he's got that. I'll leave him alone. I'll take care of the problem pieces of the business that I still have issues with. He seems to be competent over there. I'll just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
You actually need to spend more time with that person, because he not only has to know what decisions you would make, but he has to know why you would make them. And
mm-hmm.
it takes a while to get him to see your vision of what your business is to you.
But you know, John, the thing that takes longer than that is a small business owner getting comfortable with that kind of disclosure. With full disclosure.
Yes, it does.
Because you're always afraid, you're always having the back of your mind. Let me put it this way. every small business owner who needs to be doing what you're talking about has got more stories where somebody, some second in command, took those ideas and went and started their own business than somebody who bought the business from the owner.
And let's face it, Jim, most of us were second in command somewhere when we started out. We thought we could do better on our own.
Yep. I didn't go do the same business that my former first in commands did. I did my own something different, but I did. Yeah, I learned at somebody's knee. But of course, you can handle that with documents, can't you? You can handle that legally. You can handle that with non-competes and those kinds of things.
You can, but you're never going to successfully keep an ambitious employee in place by wrapping them up in legal documentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you went out and started your own business, and I went out and started my own business for the same reason. We saw a ceiling, an end to our path doing what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be more successful, we had to go do it for ourselves. The question is, can you build something for a second in command where he can see a future that he doesn't have to leave your company to achieve?
Right. And that means that you've got to find a way to give full disclosure, and you've got to convince this person that you will actually leave.
Yes. Yeah. Going at some point is a requirement of the plan.
That's another problem small business owners have. Is they have
a
problem
company.
Disconnecting, don't they?
Yeah.
John, I need your website again, please.
Oh, okay. They can get everything at johnfdini.com. My last name is D-I-N-I. So johnfdini.com.
John
and there are links to everything else we have.
Dini, the books, all about the tab boards, all the work he's been doing on baby boomers. It's really good stuff, folks. I'm not sure anybody else is doing the work that John's doing on baby boomers. I've not seen it before. So check it out. Good stuff. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.